Lesson 10, Unit 3, 第三单元第十课。本课里面我们要阅读一篇短文，在阅读前请大家回答下面的问题。
Answer the following questions. What things can harm the environment? Harm, that is make something or somebody bad,
是伤害。
What things can harm the environment?
是什么东西，什么事情会破坏，会有害于环境。
What do you think we should do to improve our environment?
Do you think 是插进去的，就是你认为我们应该做什么来保护或者改善我们的环境。
So improve, that is make better,
使什么得以改善，使什么更好。
What things can harm the environment?What do you think we should do to improve our environment?
在阅读一篇文章之前，我们根据这个文章的那个 topic， 也就是它的话题内容，我们首先应该提出几个问题啊，特别是有关自己对这个问题的理解。那么这是阅读前的一个非常好的 preparations。那么阅读前如果自己就这个话题谈出一些想法或者产生一些想法，那么有利于我们对文章的理解和接受。那作为阅读的技巧的第二步呢，我们在阅读前要把这个读的文章所提供的图片呢、表格啊，首先看一看。我们也把它叫做 read the pictures or read the picture or diagram。 那么读之前把一篇文章的照片、表格或者图片看一看，也有助于我们对这个文章的理解。好，这是在阅读之前给大家讲一个有关阅读方面的技巧。好，下面我们看文章。首先看文章之前呢，我们要 read the picture， 看看这个文章所提供的图片。从这个图片里面呢，我们可以看到啊，是一个人拎着一个包。那么这个车呢，如果在城市的同学很快就发现了，它就是一种垃圾车啊，一种自动卸装垃圾的车。那我们就可以根据这个图对这个故事呢进行一定的想象啊，或者一种猜测，这个就为我们读这个文章做好了一个准备。
OK, now let's begin with the text. Make our world more beautiful,
让我们的世界更美丽。
One day I was visiting one of my friends in a big town.Suddenly, a piece of beautiful music came to my ears.
有一天，我正在一个大城镇里面拜访我的一位朋友。
I was visiting one of my friends in a big town.
突然 ，a piece of beautiful music came to my ears.
Suddenly, I heard a piece of beautiful music.
突然，我听到了啊一段非常优美的音乐。So
a piece of beautiful music came to my ears.
一段优美的音乐传到我的耳朵里。那的意思就是
I heard a piece of beautiful music.
我听到了一段非常优美的音乐。
My friend's father quickly picked up some rubbish and went outside.
我朋友的父亲很快地拿起一些垃圾
some rubbish.And went outside,
走出去了。那么由这个地方的文章呢，你就要印证一下你对前面那个图片的猜测。那我们现在可以猜测那个图片上那个人是谁呢？
对，是 my friend's father, not my friend,
不是我朋友，而是我朋友的父亲。
My friend's father quickly picked up some rubbish and went outside. So I asked my friend, what's happening?
于是我问我的朋友发生什么事了
?What's happening? My friend said that there was a truck collecting rubbish outside.
我朋友告诉我说外面现在有一辆 truck。刚才我们印证一下图片就是 truck。什么 truck 呢
?A truck collecting rubbish.
是收垃圾的卡车，也就是我们通常说的垃圾车。垃圾车。
A truck collecting rubbish.
说外边现在有一辆 正在收垃圾的车。
Whenever someone throws in some rubbish, it produces a piece of music.
这个垃圾车非常有意思，就是 someone throws in some rubbish, then the truck produces a piece of music. 当有人往里面倒垃圾的时候，那么这个车呢就发出一段音乐。这个 whenever 意思是无论什么时候，无论什么时候，只要有人往里面扔垃圾，它都会发出一段优美的音乐。
As soon as other people hear it, they go out with their rubbish and throw it in.
于是当其他的人一听到这个音乐也都会出去啊，是怎么样出去呢？ With their rubbish, 把家里面的垃圾啊带出去，也把它倒进了那个垃圾车。好，从这段文字里面我们可以知道，这个垃圾车是一个非常特殊的，是 a truck collecting rubbish.
It can make some music. It can make a piece of beautiful music when someone throws in rubbish.
当有人往里面扔垃圾的时候，它都会发出一段非常优美的音乐。那么用这种音乐来提醒其他的人也赶紧去把垃圾倒进垃圾车。那它的最终目的是什么呢？我们就要去想象，去猜想。对，它的最终目的呢，就是要让人们啊不要随地或者到处去扔垃圾啊。那么它目的就是为了 protect our environment, 是为了保护我们的环境 and make the town more beautiful, 使他们这个城市更加的美丽。Well,Now let's go on with the story.
It's a pleasant way to help keep our city clean, said my friend.
Pleasant 是令人满意的，令人高兴的。So it's a pleasant way to help keep our city clean, said my friend. 我的朋友说，啊，这是一个非常令人遐意的，有助于保持我们城市干净的方法。So it's a good way.啊，是一个非常好的办法。
Taking care of environment is very important. Wherever you live, you can do something around your neighborhood.
Taking care of environment, 意思是保护环境，爱护环境。We can also say looking after our environment, or caring our environment, or caring for our environment.保护环境是非常重要的。And this sentence we can also say it is very important to take care of our environment.
Wherever you live.
注意前面出现一个 whenever 是无论什么时候。这个 wherever 呢意思是无论在什么地方。Wherever you live, 无论你住在什么地方。
You can do something around your neighborhood.
你都可以为周围的邻居，为自己的邻里做一些有益的事情。紧接着文章提出了四个问题，都是用现在完成时态，也就是你从过去到现在是否做过。
Have you ever thrown any litter onto the ground? Have you ever drawn pictures on public walls? Have you ever spat in a public place? Have you ever cut down trees?
你曾经往地上扔过垃圾吗？你曾经在公用的墙上画过图吗？你曾经在公共场合随地吐痰过吗？你曾经砍过树吗？
If your answers are no, it means that you have already helped protect our environment.
如果你的回答都是没有，
So if your answers are no,So if your answers are all no, it means that you have already helped protect our environment.
那么就意味着你已经为保护我们的环境做过有益的事。好，同学们在这四个问题的基础上
,Can you ask more questions? Can you ask more questions about protecting our environment?
有关保护我们的环境，我们还能否提出更多的问题？
It is our duty to keep our environment clean and tidy.
Duty, 我们以前学过 I'm on duty today. 我今天值日。Duty 还可以表示职责。It is our duty to keep our environment clean and tidy.
保护我们的环境清洁整洁齐。那么 clean and tidy 可以译成整洁。
保护我们的环境整洁是我们的职责。
You might ask yourself, have I ever picked up some rubbish and thrown it into your dustbin? Have I ever collected waste paper or bottles for recycling?
你或许可以问一下你自己，问什么问题呢？是我自己曾经从地上捡过垃圾，然后把它扔到垃圾箱去过吗？
Have I ever collected waste paper or bottles for recycling?
我自己曾经收集过一些废纸或者是废的瓶子去让它再生，让它得到重复的使用吗？
Have I ever planted any trees or flowers in or near my neighborhood?
我是否曾经在我的住的附近种过树或者栽过花吗？
If your answers are yes, it means that you have already done something useful to improve the environment.
如果你的回答都是是，那么就意味着你已经做了一些有益的事来改善我们的环境。注意 something useful 意思是一些有益的事，一些有好处的事。
To improve the environment, that is to make the environment better. If everyone makes a contribution to protecting the environment, the world will become much more beautiful.
Contribution, 意思是贡献。
If everyone makes a contribution toProtecting the environment,
如果每个人都做出啊保护环境方面的贡献，都为保护环境做出过贡献，那么这个世界将会变得更加美丽。
Okay, have you ever made a contribution to protecting our environment?
那你曾经为保护我们这个环境做出过任何贡献吗？
For example, plant trees, plant flowers,
啊种树啊栽花呀。
Or do something useful,
和做了一些其他有益的事吗？所以这篇文章里面呢，前面用了你曾经做过一些不利于保护环境的事没有，然后又问了一个你曾经做过一些主动去保护环境的事没有。也就是说，保护环境不仅是去不做那些不该做的事，更重要的我们还要去做一些有助于去改善环境的事。
Well, so much for this lesson.